Skee-ball is not just an amusement park game, it's also a competitive sport. Skee-ball is that cross between bowling and darts. You roll a ball up a lane, up an incline, and you hope into one of the higher-scoring plastic rings. Well, there is a league called Brewski-ball, and the company that makes the game is not amused. It's suing for trademark infringement, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
The founders of Brewski-ball like to say they've taken skee-ball from the arcade to the bar.
Oh, say can you skee?
In this case, the Full Circle Bar in Brooklyn, where dozens of competitors have gathered for a tournament to crown the best skee-ball roller of the year.
Based on the statistics from the course of the regular season, the top 32 individual rollers duke it out on the lanes, and it's awesome. It's like NCAA, N-Ski-AA bracket tournament.
Eric Pavoni is the co-founder of Brewski-ball. The league uses official skee-ball machines, but the rules are all its own. Bad puns and drinking are optional, but encouraged. Before starting the league back in 2005, Pavoni says he went to Pennsylvania and met with the CEO of skee-ball.
He gave us his full blessing to start the league, and he kind of chuckled when we said, hey, can we call it Brewski-ball? He said, yeah, of course. We shook on it, and we got the good times rolling.
Pavoni says he didn't hear from skee-ball again until 2010, when the company's reps sent an email asking questions after the league got some national press. Then skee-ball's lawyer sent a cease and desist letter ordering the league to stop using the name Brewski-ball. When that didn't happen, skee-ball sued Pavoni's company for trademark infringement.
We essentially, you know, dedicated ourselves to, like, growing and promoting this game to a whole new demographic and marketplace, right? You know, everyone kind of says when I tell them about the lawsuit, like, why the hell would Skee-Ball Inc. sue you guys and stop what you're doing?
Skee-Ball Inc. declined to be interviewed for this story, but trademark lawyers say there are some good reasons why the company would file a lawsuit.
The law says that if you basically don't protect a trademark, at some point it will become a generic term. It will become free for anybody to use.
Joseph Dreitler is a lawyer in Ohio. He says history is full of brand names that became generic nouns, like elevator, cellophane, and aspirin. The process is so common, it even has a name, genericide. Dreitler says it makes sense that skee-ball would try to avoid that fate.
Skee-ball, I think the problem they have is they may be more than a day late and a dollar short. Those folks may be like about decades late and a dollar short.
Most trademark cases settle out of court, but so far, not this one. Dozens of motions have been filed by both sides, and still nobody has blinked. Brewski-ball's lawyer, Kristen McCallion, says the name skee-ball is more than 100 years old, and it's already generic.
There's no other word to describe skee-ball other than skee-ball. Just like baseball, basketball. I'm playing baseball, I'm playing skee-ball. There's no other way to say it.
Just go ahead and try, says Brewski-ball founder Eric Pavoni.
I don't know, a ramp-based ring toss game for kids with balls? It's funny, right? But it's actually not, because it's cost us a ton of money to fight this thing already, and we haven't even gotten a trial yet.
Pavoni won't say how much he's spent so far, but he is launching a crowdfunding campaign called Skee the People in the hopes of raising $100,000 to help pay his legal bills and keep the good times rolling. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.